William Farrago in Fort Worth is bracing for the 100-degree days of August and the big electricity bills that come with them.
We haven't seen the highest bills yet.
He runs a nonprofit group that aids low-income people. Keeping the AC running during dangerously hot days is a big worry for people living on the financial edge, who Farrago says.
Each month, sometimes have to make a decision on what bill to not pay.
What might make matters worse is what the state's Public Utility Commission, the PUC, recently approved. Taking effect August 1st is a 50% increase in the peak price allowed for electricity sold on the wholesale market, where prices change by the hour and can skyrocket on the hottest, high-demand days.
And that power is easily going to be much more expensive here in the coming weeks.
Tim Morstead with AARP is a watchdog on state issues that affect older people. Affordable electricity now among his top concerns. Here's why. Electricity retailers like TXU, Reliant, and several dozen smaller companies buy wholesale power and sell it to residential customers. Many of those residential customers have fixed-price contracts in which they've agreed to pay a guaranteed price for a year, maybe two. So no matter how much the retailer has to pay for wholesale electricity, the price the residential customer pays should stay the same. But now, that guarantee may not be a guarantee at all. Again, Tim Morstead.
From what we can tell, the PUC looks like they're going to allow these retail electric providers to raise prices on otherwise fixed contracts, and that's just not fair for consumers.
I will entertain a
motion. At the meeting last month where the PUC commissioners approved the higher price cap, they also said they would not stop retailers from passing the higher costs along to customers, even those with fixed contracts. There's debate over whether that's even legal. The question hinges on the fine print in the terms of service that probably few customers ever read. Those terms allow fixed prices to be changed if there's a change in state law. Several power companies say the PUC's raising the price cap does not constitute a change in the law. But retailers, including TXU, Reliant, and 13 smaller companies, all said it does. But will they actually raise those fixed prices? TXU and Reliant said they have no plans to do so, TXU suggesting it would be horrible for customer relations. Smaller retailers may be a different story. Some operate on slim margins. In recent months, the PUC has sought to fine a couple of them for cutting corners. The PUC cited one for not bothering to send out monthly bills and for not having enough staff to answer the phones. Another retailer allegedly overbilled customers by charging sales tax. There is no sales tax on electricity in Texas. Carol Badriski is an advocate for electricity consumers.
They're not the best players out there in the market. A lot of them are companies that are small, that provide poor customer service, that have a lot of complaints against them.
If any of them do try to raise those fixed prices, the PUC said it would then evaluate whether that's legal, but only if a customer files a formal complaint with the commission or if the commission's own staff charges a company with violating a contract. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.